This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. How we manage the growing wolf population in Washington state is definitely a hot-button issue. And while it's disappointing, it's not entirely surprising that a series of public meetings to get feedback on wolf management have been canceled. Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Stacy Lehman says the decision was made after they started putting the word out about the meetings.
We started getting a lot of input, you know, from both sides. Obviously, people who love the wolves and people who, you know, have issues with them, things like that. And it got to the point where we were concerned that we wouldn't be able to have productive meetings to start with.
Lehman says it just wouldn't have been productive.
You know, it doesn't help us to have people come and just yell at each other or have two groups, you know, arguing about their sides. What we need is good, productive input to help develop a plan. And it seems like it's such a divisive topic that we were worried about that that's not going to happen. We don't want to waste anybody's time and it takes a lot of resources.
But she says it was nothing specific.
And then there was some, you know, implied something could go wrong, and we're responsible ultimately for the public's safety and our staff when we have meetings like this or events like this, and decided it was safer at this point to cancel and go to an online format where anybody can take part.
We'll listen tomorrow for more on the cancellation of these wolf management meetings.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.